The Boy with an Evil Spirit, Chapter 33. One day when some people came to Jesus and his disciples, one of them asked the Savior to help his son. The man had already asked the disciples to heal his son, but they could not. The son had an evil spirit in him that made him hurt himself. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 18. Jesus had the man get his son. When the boy came, the evil spirit made him fall to the ground. Mark chapter 9, verses 19 through 20. When the Savior asked how long the evil spirit had been in the boy, he was told that it had been in him since he was a child. Mark chapter 9, verse 21. Jesus said that he could heal the son if the father had faith. The father began to cry. He said that he had faith. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of the boy and to never go into him again. The evil spirit was angry. It hurt the boy again. Then it obeyed Jesus and came out of the boy. Mark chapter 9, verses 25 through 26. The boy was so quiet that many people said that he was dead. But Jesus took his hand and helped him stand up. He was healed. The evil spirit was gone. Mark chapter 9, verses 26 through 27. Later the disciples asked Jesus why they had not been able to make the evil spirit go out of the boy. Jesus told them that to make the evil spirit go out, they should have fasted and prayed for more faith. Matthew chapter 17, verses 20 through 21, Mark chapter 9, verses 28 through 29. End of the article, The Boy with an Evil Spirit.